T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ten in the morning on KNSS now, 6:47. Three big things. Wichita police seek suspects in two homicides, numbers 26 and 27 for the year.
Two.
COVID-19 cases jumped to more than 14,000 in Kansas, with 270 deaths.
One.
Kansas Governor Kelly mandates that people wear masks in public beginning Friday. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Some road construction slowing things down this week. They've got a single lane of traffic westbound on Kellogg at Webb Road. They're doing some pavement replacing there, so watch for a traffic slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Heat advisory until 8 p.m., sunny and hot today. With a high of 103 degrees, heat index could reach as high as 106. Clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Wednesday, sunny, not as hot. Tomorrow's high only 101. Partly cloudy now, south wind gusting to 24 miles per hour and 76 degrees. With VoxLink, you can take your office phone home, plug it in, and you're good to go, just like you're at the office. And you could save 35% or more on your monthly bill with VoxLink. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. 6:48, Steve and Ted. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Cirque du Soleil filed bankruptcy Monday. In March, the circus company was forced to shut down productions all over the world, leaving 3,500 workers with no job. A group of existing investors will take over the company for $300 million, as well as financially support the laid-off workers. And tech is helping out with coronavirus health safety guidelines.
Fox on Tech.
As coronavirus concerns persist and more retail and entertainment is opening up, one concern remains: the need to limit contact. Like in restaurants, the need to either sanitize menus for repeated use or using printed menus and wasting paper. Some restaurants are ditching physical menus for digital ones by using QR codes, short for quick response codes. They allow customers to use their smartphones to order meals. Brian Price is the manager of 273 Kitchen, a Mediterranean restaurant in Harrison, New York. He says they utilize the technology from a company called eMenus.
Most people love it, able to basically not have to touch anything, sit down, use their own device.
You sit down, open your camera, and scan the QR code at the table. Then the menu pops up on your phone. Diners seem to like the layer of added protection.
Just take a picture and notifications come down, pop right up.
I definitely felt it was more sanitary. You know, I didn't have to touch the menu that everybody else touched. It's just my phone.
With Fox on Tech, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Monday, clawing back half of their losses from last week. The S&P rose 1.5%. The index shook off a wobbly start and drove decisively higher after a much healthier than expected report on the housing market. Among big name companies, Boeing and Apple did especially well. Treasury yields were mixed, and oil prices rose. The Dow rose 580 points. The S&P gained 44 points. The NASDAQ composite added 116 points. Of course, Boeing indicating they're going to be testing the 737 again, so that had a good impact on the stocks. Yeah. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Now time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. We're talking about residency considerations in retirement. You know, first of all, has a pandemic put your job and lifestyle into a different perspective? I know it's put mine into one. Perhaps you realized you could work remotely permanently. So the mind wanders as you begin exploring the possibility of moving perhaps to another state. A change of residency poses some deep considerations. Well, how will a move like that affect your taxes? Currently, 7 states levy no income taxes and 2 don't tax wages. Well, that can be a great advantage. On the other hand, if you're considering California, New York City, or state, you're facing about a 13% state income tax. Hawaii is about 11%, and a bunch of states like Minnesota, Oregon, Iowa, New Jersey, and D.C. have taxes north of 8%. Higher taxes may drive high earners away. How about sort of moving? In other words, move to another state, but don't declare a residency there. Well, watch out, because higher tax states like California and New York have vigorous residency auditing. That means that they've boosted their audits to catch those who live there but don't claim residency. COVID revenue losses are already calling for more audits. Well, if you find a place that could be attractive to live, you don't need to necessarily domicile there. Now, domicile is generally defined as a place that is an individual's home where one might intend to return after an absence. Well, you might just consider having residence in another state. If you spend more than 183 days in a state, it could be considered your domicile, particularly if you have your voter registration and driver's license there. Some way that these auditors catch people who live in one state but claim another because of taxation is to check credit card activity, monitor business relationships and active involvement. They'll even go as far as to inspect homes to learn where family heirlooms, art, and coin collections are stored. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Well, if you're retired, there are many other considerations. Some states encourage retirees by reducing or eliminating out-of-state pension taxation. They may offer enhanced wellness programs and health care as well, just to get you to move there. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Today is Social Media Day.
Oh, okay. Isn't
that every
day?
Social media has redefined how people interact, communicate, and share with family, friends, and the world.
Wow. Ooh. It's Boycott Facebook Day, too, isn't it? Aren't all advertisers boycotting?
With the launch of Friendster in 2002 and MySpace in 2003.
Friendster.
I forgot about that. Social media group was going to mainstream. Then 2004 brought the founding of the king of social media, Facebook. Twitter encouraged us to be succinct by posting our thoughts with fewer than 140 characters. And most of my thoughts are about, 60 characters at the most? What do you think, Ted?
Yeah.
I'm not a deep thinker. Social Media Day. Of course, let me just click on the old computer here and see if I got any social media. Yeah, I got the webpage going here. Here's
wow.
An email from about the Glenn Beck program. Yeah, okay.
You count email as social media?
Oh, I do.
I don't think
I
so.
I do.
That's no.
That's just mail.
No, that's just mail.
Okay. So what is it then if it's not social media?
Well, you got to have
it's
a
communication between
a platform
two parties.
You're talking about social between friends and enemies. And
well, so
people,
are we doing...
We can't stand each other.
Are we doing social media right now between us?
Is this not social media? I guess... What is it, Ted? Is it? No, it's not.
Well, you're part of the media, and I am sort of...
We're media, and we're social.
We're socializing right now.
Yeah, so...
That counts.
Yeah, no, I agree with Ted. I don't think email
considered...
Email
is not social media.
Social media is more of a platform that a group of people can participate in.
So I have Facebook is on my computer.
There you go.
That's social media.
Right. Yeah.
So the media that you
and
out
TikTok.
There in
I know
radio.
You're involved in TikTok.
What?
You're probably in TikTok,
no,
too.
No, I'm not involved in TikTok. But you out there who are listening to us right now, of course, you are listening. You're not listening. You're listening to broadcasters, okay?
Yeah.
There's a difference. We're just a little more.
These are social diseases.
We're a little more upscale than you are, okay? We're really.
Yeah, right.
Am I being a snob here?
I can tell by the shorts you're wearing and the sandals you have on right now. And. Do I smell coconut suntan oil?
I think you do.
Yeah.
Don't be making fun of my dress today, okay?
It is a nice dress.
No, it's the way I dress it.
It's called a muumuu.
It's a muumuu.
I'd like to wear a muumuu. I bet that'd be really in freedom, you know.
Men
wear
nothing underneath.
You can stop right there.
Don't men wear something like that in Africa? Don't men wear something like that sometimes? Or in India they do? Yeah, almost. Well,
yeah,
anyway.
Sorry.
All right, so that's enough about social media. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, all the news with Steve and Ted. And we're going to talk about the White House. pushing back on this Russian Taliban bounty report. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.